Parshas Pinchas, and Siva Shalom begins, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev es chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael, b'kan o'es kenosi, b'socham, v'lo kilisis b'nei Yisrael b'kenosi. Pasuk says it was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, he's the one who's Heshev, who brought down, who consoled the chamasi, his anger, the anger of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, me'al b'nei Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael, b'kinoas kinasi, with his zealotry, b'socham, inside them, b'lo kilisi, and did not destroy b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. So Nesiva Shalom begins by asking, Tzorach be'er, madua chait zimri nechshav l'pagam sheklal Yisrael. Why is this considered a pagam for all of Klal Yisrael? It was such a great chait to a point with the anger of the Kaddish Baruch Hu that the entire Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. We also have to understand Inyan Hatzala Shel Klal Yisrael Shehoisa Ayidei Adam Echad. And we have to understand how all of Klal Yisrael was saved for one man, by one man. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen. He shivas chamasimi al b'nei Yisrael. Sha'al yidei kin aso, through his zealotry, he tzil is called Yisrael. Ma shalom matzina dugmat zeh b'shem mokam shepu laso shaladim echad. Tol atzil is called Klal Yisrael. We never saw this before, that one person can literally save all of Klal Yisrael. Odi Shloma Omra Bikino is kinasi bisocham. What does it mean, bisocham? Inside you, my mashmos bisocham. Vahayadai ba Omra Bikino so is kinasi. Could have stopped the pasuk as soon as he said, because of his zealotry, my zealotry. God says, you know, since his anger to destroy Klal Yisrael. And this entire incident and the chait itself needs an understanding. We haven't found this in other sins. And why dafki here? Yesh Shlomar, he begins to say, Ha'inyan shechet klal Yisrael, ho'ye be'inyan ha'kores achet. The first aspect of this great transgression was ha'kores, recognizing the transgression. Hinek yodua miyosdei ha'tshuva, you have to understand from the foundations of doing tshuva, repenting. She yoseh me'etzem ha'chet she'yhudi chotei, Ka'asher pachas alav yitzro. It is true, we understand that when the Yetzer Hara grabs you, shebe mechinas mesuyemes harehu ka'onas, in a certain way, the person becomes an honest, he can't control himself. She'in adam over avera elam kein nichnasa baruch shtus. If he was able to think about it, it never would have done an avera, but some kind of a ruach shtus. You know, Aristotle used to say, one of the ideas of Aristotle is if a person has a recognition of the summum bonum, of the absolute good, he wouldn't transgress. So that's what it means. This is a baruch shtus. If you really understood the harm of that's causing a particular avera, you wouldn't do it. Hare Yosech, but I understand when you have such a yetzer hara at this moment, when it overtakes you. Hare Yosech chomer be'esha osa tshuva ve'ena shav geroi. But it's even worse after the chait when you're not able to do a proper tshuva. She'enu margish is godol hakaras hachait. When you don't realize how great of a chait what you just did. Ma chota upagam b'masehu. She'pagam zeh chomiyos me'etzem hachait. That becomes even worse than the chait itself. She're'ata ein zeh be'eis iskabris yitzrael. This is not happening during the very moment of when the yetzer hara overcame you. Ukvar shava elav datan. You already became. You're relaxing. You already have. You have your ability to think, to control your emotions. Vim kol zol seni marach nechona es godel peshav chatoso. And even now, you don't see the transgression, the greatness, the tragedy of what you just did. This particular act is gilia royos, is disgusting in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an understanding of a soldier going against the tzivui, the commandment of the king. When you give yourself, you know, when you give over secrets to the other side. So he goes on, he says, but they did have an hakaras hachet. And we see that they cried in front of the Ohel Moed. Shemosha b'nei Yisrael bochu l'mara ha'mischala l'neim. They were crying, oh, I can't believe what we did. But it had to be even more so. Yes, they were crying, but how much inside of them did they feel it? Now, this is a beautiful dogma. He writes in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, Zechusa Yagiu Aleinu, Ahad Omra Chazal Kelim Shematash Mishon Bechamin Yagilim Becham. When you want to kasher something, so if it became treif through use of boiling water per se, where you boil something in, or Bechamin Betzonin Yedeha Betzonin, how did it, if it got treif in cold, so it has to be you kasher in cold? Shenir Maz Bezeklal Bedarchi Yachuva. Shekol Shetash Misha Betzono, anything which you have treif in coldness, anytime you had a chait with coldness, averos shehem bebechira tashmishim abatzonam, averos, a transgression, which your decision was in cold calculation, shelo hoye bechemda uvetayva barakimisha kofo, but it's like as if someone just forced you to do it. And your tshuva should then be, it's enough to be betzonim with coldness. So you say, I'll never do it again. You don't have to fast. You did something wrong. Every one time you do something wrong, you realize right away, oh, it's wrong. I don't know why I did it. I wasn't thinking. Yes. Ki atshuva hi lefi achei. Umisha tashmishma b'chamin, wrote Salom Sha'osas Havera b'nefesh chafatza b'chom. He heated it. He wanted it. Uchuvasa tricha liyos gam kem b'chamimos haleiv. Your tshuva also has to be with a certain warmth. Ka'ofan shachet. Vosafna v'kashat zeh gam le'inin kol sh'a tashmishma b'eish melabna v'shad. Also, even more so when you get involved in a very like with fire, the kashering has to be libun, has to make it red again. You have to use the fire to change your neshama again. Shehi drega shalishes. Yetzer rosh tashmir be'esha yetzer borup ke'esh lahava be'esh hatuma marsicha zdamo. It overtook your entire life. It redefined who you were. So your tshuva must be that much greater. V'hatikim l'nyanam elohu milibeinu be'esh. Be'esh shakadusha has a refes and makala is called hatuma megufa shalodom. Umikosa, and from this idea, that was a tikkun l'chol klal Yisrael. Ki pinchas bekino kinas Hashem hitzisa esha kadusha v'godol hakoris achet b'chlal Yisrael. What he's going to say is that klal Yisrael, yes, they realized it was wrong, but they didn't see the depth. They didn't see the amkus. They didn't see how wrong it was. So what did Pinchas have to do? He acted as if to show them, this is the goal. Do you have to understand how wrong an act this was? The Eisha Kedusha Zos Sereifa, the Kilsus Eisha Tuma, Shabar B'Yisrael. There's some kind of a balance. We always say this. Ah, David still understands. He understands. Not the worst chayt in the world. I always joke when someone says to me, all right, when they get to this part, when they get to this part in Gehenna, so I know I'm finished. In a chinami, there has to be some kind of a balance. And quite often you see something that's happening in the world, what is happening in a community, and you look at it and you say, it's wrong, it's wrong, but all right, I don't get so upset about it. I don't get so upset about it. What is that saying when you say that? There are certain averes that should drive you to absolute kina of trying to understand this cannot be accepted. Because when you accept these kind of transgressions, whatever we're dealing with, when you accept this type of transgression, what you're really saying is, the melech is not a melech. Whatever his words are saying, it's not true. It's not that important. I'm not going to take the melech's word as if I have to follow it. He doesn't know I did, it's fine. Now, I want to balance the comments that we're saying with this, to understand that you have to talk to every generation, Ba'al Shem Shem. And every generation has to also understand what we can and what we cannot accept. And sometimes you accept something today that you didn't accept before. I mean, for instance, the Mechal Shabbos, you have a famous tshuva, the Binyan Tzion, that really, that it used to be someone who's Mechal Shabbos, the Parhesi, the Tafla Eidus, everything. It just has a Mumma La'akam. Over the last 150 years, we see so many Jews that it's like a Tinuk Shanishpa, they don't even know. It's not the same halacha any longer. It kind of changes, sometimes in a generation. I heard a beautiful pshat, I pretend to look it up, I think it's Rav Alpert, once said in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, that usually the Haftarah, unless when it happens during the 3 weeks with Pinchas, is about Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Satmar Rebbe, he himself said, the kinna of Pinchas ben Elazar, that was when the Kadosh Baruch Hu was right before Nehav. Everyone saw him. They saw the Nisim and the Flows daily in front of them. We don't see the Nisim and the Flows already. By the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, even Eliyahu HaNavi, his kinna was challenged by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Koas, that every time we have a bris, the Eliyahu HaNavi has to come to, because his kinna was misplaced at that point. Alach has come of a comma, our generation. After the generations of no Nevi'im. That's what it means. His kinna was in tachas. He showed Klal Yisrael the amkus, the death of the sin. And through that, through his kinna, through showing how evil, or how wrong this particular transgression was. That's how they did kapara. They saw it, they understood it. The zeh ma the kasa Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen heishiv chamasim mi'al b'nei Yisrael b'kano eskinasi. What does that mean? B'kano eskinasi b'socham. Inside of them. Yesh lomar adas mamar ha'kuznas. The cheta ego. What was the greatness? What was the chait of the ego? What is it? Gives a beautiful shot. Hanichali sheyasli naicha v'nachas ruach ayidei sheyeshuva mechatam. The way he explains it, it's unbelievable. The Avodas Yisrael says, "Makasav b'cheta egel v'ato hanichali." What is the lashon hanicha? Hanichali means we thought just leave me alone, I'll destroy them. No, sheyesh b'zeh kavana amuka laharosam. That I want you to show them how to do tshuva. De'ain v'ato ella lashon tshuva. The perish hanichali sheyasli naicha. Give me nach. In other words, to give me a to relax me, v'nachas ruach, al yedei sheyeshuva mechatam v'yenua charon api abahem. Show them the amkus of the chait. Then he goes on, he says, unbelievable. He says, so number one, that was the chait, not realizing the depth, the depravity of what was occurring. It really speaks to our generation at times that we don't realize the depth of certain transgressions, or the depravity of certain actions and behaviors. And we grow to accept it. And that itself was the chait. He continues by bringing a story from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, the Pam Achas ro'a chilul Shabbos. One time he saw chilul Shabbos. Different generation, a different time. Va'amashim Yehudi ro'a davar aveira etzel acher, osi sheyesh lezu shaykhus elav. When you see someone else transgressing, there's something in that transgression that there's a reason why you saw it. That means there's something missing within yourself. V'nizka shara zilusa the Talmud Chacham. And he remembered that one time he saw someone embarrassing a Talmud Chacham, which a Talmud Chacham of Shehu b'bechira Shabbos. He's on a level of Shabbos. What does that mean? Kulul Hashem, not the Malacha, his entire life is dedicated really to the service of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'shosak v'lo micha. And the Baal Shem Tov says he saw it and didn't say anything. Alkein herolam in a Shemayim ma'isa shechilu Shabbos. And therefore, someone was mechal Shabbos in front of him. V'yada zeh yeshlomer ima begam shaklal Yisrael b'masin. That's exactly what was the happened with Klal Yisrael b'maisa Zimri. Why were they witness to it? Why did this happen from within them? Because it was a character flaw in all of Klal Yisrael. Because of Hinei Ishme B'nei Yisrael Bovayik. One person from B'nei, that's the Pshat. Ishme B'nei Yisrael. He wasn't just an outcast. He was one of us. And he was able to do it. Shakosav Marga Shachay Toya Le'eni Moshe Le'eni Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. I have to go into, you know, different examples, but we all know there's a certain level of acceptance in the Jewish community now, in the Orthodox community, especially when it comes to Gezeilo, especially comes to a certain cheating, a certain misappropriation. It's accepted. I remember once there was a certain person I wanted to invite to my wedding, or to a wedding that I was making. We looked online, couldn't find the address. Then we found the whole story about him. He was in jail. He was in jail in a foreign country, and because of certain aspects of Geneva that he did, and then he came back to America when he finally got. It was like a year later, and there was a big party made for him. It's a whole mesiba, a whole seudas mitzvah, and one of a very well accepted Rosh Yeshiva is dancing with him. I don't want to cast, you know, aspersions on it, but it's just a question. I mean, when if the community learns to accept certain averas, so other people are going to follow in suit, and they're also going to take those averas. So that's the first pshat he gives. Then the nesiba shalom says the second pshat. Old Yeshloma inin abegam b'chol klal Yisrael. Why was it no klal Yisrael? He quotes from his father, "Sheikur materas hayetahara k'shemesis adam lavera." What is the one way that convinces an individual that somehow the avera, the yetahara, overtakes you? Hayeish, when a person gives up, he's miyayish. The rifyan haruah shenofa behem la'achar avera. What happens after the avera? Shenid Maloshin is Kakal Hakeshev and Naas and Richuk Upirud Beino Levein Ovir Shemeshemayim. And you see that now you feel as if there is a separation between you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's what it's meaning. Mazem Mashikosu Kanli in Yoni Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Heima Bochem Pesach Olam, they are crying. Perish. Heima Bochem Haina Shekol Yishon Nis Ashu, they gave up. But Rafa Yadayim She'im Allah Asos B'ma, they don't know what to do here. V'zeh ha'yibagam Godel B'chol Yisrael. Eich zeh she'kulam shoskim b'shash she'natzim chatoam naroim ki'ilu l'eini ha'shamish l'eini ha'shamish. None of them knew what to do. She'roam chatoam ke'elu ha'shasani ha'shem alukecha v'heim abochem mitoch yish v'ad. Oh, what do I can't believe this. V'rak Pinchas ben Eloza ha'shav ha'shamasim y'al b'nei Yisrael. Only Pinchas. he took the rod and he killed the Asam in Beis Avram, the Isab in Beis Avram, the Ram Chatzis Ram. He goes into a. So that was the idea. But Zeh Hoya Oz Godel Eis Tzara Shahoya Li Yisrael. Shulia Ode Tzara Kamos, it wasn't such a great until the time. The Kasher Ro Bilma Bolok Shiloh Lahem Uma Negad Yisrael, when they saw nothing can stop these people, I can't curse them. Vagam Beklolos Lo Ola Biyodon Lenatzchom. They saw that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. And because of this love, Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. So what do they want? To make a separation between Klal Yisrael and their father. To give them this chait. Convince them to do it. And that will cause the hatred of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's what Haisa Hatzorah HaGadol B'Yosi Yisrael. There's nothing worse than when Klal Yisrael separates itself from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. She calls man she Yehuda davuk b'Hashem in shum davi yochel lishlot. His idea within the Siva Shalom is saying is, yes, sometimes a chait, when a person lives a certain life, then he himself creates this period. Sometimes this period is self-inflicted. You feel as if I'm so far away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's nothing I can do. I can't come back. And that's what Bilam and Balak were trying to. That's why all of a sudden now you had these new Averas coming in, but they were trying to convince us with the Zonas. And what were they? They were trying to create that you shouldn't think highly of yourself. You'll be mishtatef in a certain Avera, and then you won't be able to come back. And that the great chait of Klal Yisrael was that they thought that there was a period. And that's why Pinchas had to be a Kanai. He had to show that there is no such separation. Very similar to the idea of Tzlofchad, less of Tzlofchad. Why was Tzlofchad trying to do? He also was trying to show there is no period. Don't give up. Don't be Miyayish. Before we do Rav Nevinsol, which connects directly with, speaks about Shavasa B'Tamas. Shavasa B'Tamas, one of the ideas of Shavasa B'Tamas is that what happened with the Shviras Haluchos, that the Luchos were destroyed on Shavasa B'Tamas. The Yalkut Shimoni explains that the reason why we break a glass at the Chuppah, most of us understood it, that it's really because the Imesh Kachek Yushalayim is talking about the Churban Habayis. So the Yalkut Shimoni says, we do it because to remember the Shviras HaLuchos. Soloveitchik has one pshat, and I would like to offer my pshat based on something which I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik explained what is the difference between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. Why was it the second Luchos that we have received, the Moshe receives the Keren Ora, but he didn't receive the Keren Ora from the first Luchos? And he compares it to the first and second Batei Mikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash, soon as it was destroyed, so the Kedusha left. But at the second destruction, the second bias, we say, behold, the Rambam writes, Kitcha l'shaisa, Kitcha l'yasa, love, that the Kedusha is still there. So what was the difference between the two? The first Beis HaMikdash was given to us. The second Beis HaMikdash we davened for. We wanted it. That is a Kedusha. When man desires something, when he seeks it out, it's given to him on a much higher level. And that's a permanent level. The first Luchos is similar. It was given to us. And then we realize, when it was taken away, what we lost, we begged for it. And therefore, the second Luchos was the Keren Ora, a sign of permanency. Why do we do this under the Chuppah? We do this under the Chuppah, I would suggest. We do this under the Chuppah to tell to the Chassan and Kala. Sometimes Luchos are broken. There are times that in our lives the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we go through certain tragedies. And there'll be machlokas, there'll be controversy in the house. in both kanten, both by the Beis HaMikdash and by the Shviras HaLuchos, something greater came out of it. Something more beautiful came out of it. And that's the message, that's the tefillah that we give a chasan and kala. I think in addition to that, that we understand why Pinchas always comes out during the 3 weeks or right before the 3 weeks, depending on the year. But why is it always attached to the 3 weeks? Because of the Seder Karbanos that we discuss inside Parshat Pinchas. It's a message to Klal Yisrael. We think there's a pirud. We think we're so far. We think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten about us. And it's a message to us to have a certain emunah. An emunah that what? An emunah that there will be a Bayis Shlishi. There will come a time when the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes back and there's a closer relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The other idea, the final idea I wanted to discuss with Rav Nevinsohl, when he talks about the Chet HaEgel. What was the great Chet HaEgel? So there are five things that happened to us on the Shavuos HaBetamos, and one of them was the result of the Chet HaEgel, the Shviras HaLuchos. Ma'isa Mahuto Shel Chet HaEgel, what is the tragedy of the Chet HaEgel? It doesn't make sense. Yisrael sha'amru sa'egel. Eilo lokecha Yisrael asher alucha meretz Mitzrayim. How is it possible? How is it possible for Klal Yisrael who saw nisim and the flows, and on the Yam Suf they saw the Kadosh Baruch Hu? They it was like Nevi'im. How could all of a sudden they say, oh, this egel which we created, that's going to be Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo hayu sholtim gemurim lachshov she'egel shenasa yadam hayom hu zeh shehotzi yosam lefnei shlosha chadashim mimchayim. You think they thought that this egel which they just made, this egel is going to take them, this is the one that took it out of Mitzrayim, wasn't here before. Kavanasam ha'isikavisha spira rishonim she'egel hu achifet she'olav shorashnina. No. It's not that they knew. They knew that there was going to be a Mishkan. They knew that we were going to create an avenue for Hashra's Hashchina. But they were now going to create that avenue. Since Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, they were going to create the avenue for the Hashra's Hashchina. V'losha egel atzma hu alukus. Ad achshav hayu Moshe hachefetz. He was the chayfetz. He was the medium. Sheb emtuso shasa v'kirbam hashchina. Through him, the shchina was shora on them. Elo shemoshe ne'elon lepesach leblishuv. Now he's gone. We didn't know what to do. Lefi cheshbonam hamuta haya Moshe tzarek laredes kvar mehar Sinai. They made mistaken calculations. V'ulam Moshe lo yarad. V'asatam bo v'irba v'sa'olam v'hera demus choshev v'afeil v'rabunia. So they lost themselves. So what did they do? They wanted to create. They knew that inside the Beis HaMikdash, they made a little mistake. They knew that Shechas and Pnei HaShar, what did they want it? Because they thought the Shar was going to be inside the Beis HaMikdash, but it was the Kruvim. But their idea of Hinei Machshavah Zukh Sha'atul Lasos Makam Lashra'as Hashchina Adayin Enena Machshavah, even that, what's so terrible about it? Still what's so terrible? It's all right, they made a mistake. They knew in the future the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built. That's the pshat. We were talking about there the first and the second kolomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu asid levnoso mikdash yishamish kimakom lachrosh haschina. They knew about this, and it's true that they made a mistake in the mechina satzura. But what is the whole idea? Hakash Hakadosh Baruch Hu chen and enel etzam asid wasn't an asiyas egel. All right, made a mistake. It should have been not an egel. It should have been a kruvim. Hakas hoya kinira advar sheinena mefurish because of. Something deeper. Shusha b'nei Yisrael choshu sha'ayyidei sheyasu egel yihyeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu muchrach lahashros hashchinoso olav. We created the medium, the Kadosh Baruch Hu must come. As he says later on, he's right, what we wanted to do is to create that, not that we do the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu does the will of man, the will of Klal Yisrael. And this we see so often today, the immorality. We have a certain ethics that's written in the Torah, and when it doesn't conform to our mode of ethics, I've seen this written and heard it said by so many individuals who are so-called orthodox in the frum world, and will simply say the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ethics has to conform to ours. That's the great chait of the eagle. And then he brings the second chait, this talks about very, very nice point. He asks very simply, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, so why don't you go say, yes, Aaron, okay, Yilamdeni Rabbeinu, what do we do? What's the next step? No, instead, they rejected Aaron, they rejected Hur, they rejected the Rabbanim, they rejected their leadership, they rejected the concept that there's a Torah Shebichsav with a Torah Shebaalpeh, that the Chachamim themselves are the arbitrators, those are the ones who understand the Pshat, those are the ones who are going to create our desire to follow the Ratzon Hashem. And those were the two great transgressions of the Cheda Egel and led to the Shviras Aluchos. It's read, it's very interesting. So this happens in the beginning of the 3 weeks because it starts to discuss during the 3 weeks what caused the Churban HaBayis. How did we ultimately fall to get all the way down to have such a destruction that the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself leaves the Ashvaros HaShechina, which was found in the Beis HaMikdash, and we say it's a beautiful part. Kadosh Baruch Hu left the Beis HaMikdash, went to Yerushalayim, then he went to outside, he removed himself from the Ashvaros HaShechina from within us. What caused him to do that? The answer is in the Cheid HaEgel, what was it, the fact that we rejected the Tzivoy of HaMelech. We rejected the concept of being obedient and subservient to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and rather wanted his subservience to us. When a person does that, when Klal Yisrael changes the ethic and create their own ethic, then they're not. They're rejecting all of Torah. They're rejecting the concept of Avodas Hashem based on what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our Avodas Hashem, not what we want our Avodas Hashem. From within Torah, the Torah itself gives us so many different avenues how to be Avod Hashem. But if it doesn't come from the Torah, it comes from our own desires. It comes from our own rejection of an ethic, of a morality that's found in the Torah, then ultimately this small rejection. You're right, it started off where we had the wrong notion, the eagle, the kruvim. Yeah, we wanted to make this beautiful religious symbol. We were doing a L'Shem Shemayim. We wanted the Kadosh Baruch Hu to come to us. That's the whole point of it. But when you go through the wrong process, when you go through the wrong derech, you already created a certain character flaw within you, within the community, within Klal Yisrael, and that leads to other character flaws. And that ultimately leads to the great Churban HaBayis. Have a good Shabbos, Ratzon, that this period of time we should all realize into tshuva to bring the ultimate Geula of Mashiach Tzidkenu.